with that, there are any joys, concerns, and praises you have this morning? Please share it up to Sharon. Yeah, Sharon.
We did evacuate. I didn't park the car over there. We took off and we went to Knightsville. Took us a few hours to find a place that would take Tucker. Pretty much everybody in the hotel in Knightsville was either from Tallahassee, Crawfordville, Hobsburg. So we met a lot of people.
You know what's interesting about that? I'm glad you went to Knightsville because it is a nice place. But in the last couple of days, I'd go out exploring to see what was going on, and because the whole county was without power. And I'm thinking, if I could see a little flicker of hope here, I didn't see no flicker of hope until 12:15. But while I was down around I-10, and I was making a U-turn to come back, coming off of the interstate was 5 fire trucks, 3 ambulances from where? Niceville. They were coming to go.
How nice is that? We had a lot of people. Whenever we left Wednesday evening, after we found a place to take Tucker, and they were absolutely wonderful. That whole place was full of big dogs, little dogs, all kinds of dogs. There was a maximum of 2 pets, and there was a deposit for each pet that. He did really well, but we saw a lot of people coming this way, and everybody that we met while we were there, they were they were all from this area, and so Tucker did okay. Like I said, we saw a lot of people coming this way. I had people calling me from Texas. Friend that I stay with in Tennessee, prayers for Pam and Brian Allier. The flooding has affected their Greenville, Tennessee was on the national news. They it flooded, the dam broke and flooded out the town, and they got several bridges out. And I talked to her this morning before I came over here, and they have asked everyone to please, they have our limited water. Please turn off your hot water heaters so you won't burn out your element, because the water is limited at this point. She has sent me some horrific pictures of, that's all the way in Tennessee that it is. And they were—they're trapped on the mountain at this point.
Thank you, David.
It's all—it's hard to help all of these people that need help right now. But my wife made a donation to the Red Cross and to the Salvation Army because we've seen the good that they can do.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the Red Cross, Salvation Army, so. Because the true spirit of our human nature comes out when things like this happen. Because we want to help folks. And we don't always have to go there in person. We can support people that are doing it. Thank you for doing that, Linda.
I just want to remember everybody in the South, the East, the North. I mean, so many people have been affected by that storm. And we went to Fort Walton Beach and had a wonderful experience over there. The hotel we stayed in, the people at the desk prayed with us. Everybody was just praying with each other. And I got to visit my brother that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to the University of Alabama the end of the month, the end of October. And I want to keep him in our prayers.
Right. They found a mass on his liver, whatever.
Yeah. And then my friend Debbie here, her brother-in-law, is in TMH, and he's slowly dying.
Amen. Lord, hear our prayers this morning. Anybody else this morning?
Our dog had to ride an elevator for the first time, and I think Molly is still not over that.
Did you walk him into the elevator, Linda?
I didn't climb the wall with Molly, but I did walk her into the elevator.
Linda fell and hurt her arm. walking her dog when they were in the mountains. That's why I don't know if she was walking the dog or the dog was walking her, but the dog fell another dog and jerked her, and she kind of tumbled.
Well, Tucker, I think he liked the elevator. He was just like a little kid. He wanted to go out and out and out, and I think it was the elevator ride.
And Miss Judy had to tumble. She broke part of her foot, freak accident, and so that's why she's in the boot. And she's able to still boot me and get me gone. So, anybody else? Go ahead.
Last I heard, there was help here from 10 other states. Also, as Linda was just saying about the Southeast United States, 10 states affected by me.
Yeah.
I watched so many videos on Facebook. Entire towns being wiped out.
In one of my excursions yesterday, I guess it was, going up Boston Highway, which is the road that runs out of Monticello up to Boston, the back way. And so they were working there, and the fellows were sitting in a pickup truck. They were trying to control one lane and different things. So I stopped and talked to him and told him how much we appreciated being here and all that. He said, "Well, we're glad to have us. Where are you from?" He said, "Wisconsin." That's a long way. So, all right, Miss Judy.
My brother's side of the family, my youngest brother, they really, really need our prayers. His grandson, Twine, lost a baby this week, and it was a traumatic thing. And then the other grandson, they put him in the hospital, but he's the fragile diabetic, and he went into ketoacidosis, and they had to put him in the hospital.
He's 12 years older.
14, yeah, he's
13.
And then the grandmother of the group has lung cancer. And then my brother's, he's got all kinds of problems. But anyway, it's a whole family in prayer.
Lord, hear our prayers for some guys.
You know, love often requires action. And this is action when we do it. And thank you, Don Tracy. I knew you would do it for praise, but we're giving our pastor power, $2 or however many he got. Thank you for that.
Well, you know, Mark was telling me on the phone the other day, just by camping, because if you do a lot of camping, and we did a lot of RVing, but and the inconvenience of doing that, no big deal. The biggest thing was she spends a lot of time putting up vegetables and stuff like that, and everything. All my hard work, guys. No, it's gonna be okay. And then Don let us get the generator. We got it cranked up, and we saved the freezers. And so she's happy and she's smiling.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.